other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones. It is Thursday, the 6th day of January, 2011. In the fourth hour today, we're going to have Piers Corbin of Weather Action, a meteorologist who has a much more accurate long-term prediction accuracy than a mainline meteorologist and the climate tax fear-mongering authoritarians who are using the rescue the environment movement as a pretext to bring in an authoritarian surveillance system. He's going to be joining us today because in England and the United States, the press is having to admit that Mr. Corbin was absolutely right a year ago when he said that 2010-2011 would be an incredibly cold winter, and he predicted that for the previous winter, 2009 into 2010. He'll be joining us coming up in the fourth hour today. Alan Watt will be joining us in the third hour today to go over the latest news and developments on a host of important issues. Coming up in 30 minutes, I'm going to break down some very important information dealing with the nature of the New World Order, the scientific dictatorship, and their plan to complete this dystopic system that they've been constructing. Right now, they're very busy branding dystopia as good, as 1984 as good, that murdering children, blowing them up if they don't submit to carbon taxes, as good. It's the Overton window, where they are conditioning people with mainline news and media promoting outrageously insane things, knowing that most people are peer pressure driven, don't have original thoughts in their head, and just like with the Aztecs, hey, our government says we sacrifice children and then eat them, or the Babylonians, similar things, or the Canaanites, or the ancient Druids, same system. And really, it's the psychopaths on top testing their total power, their total control, so that when they say jump, you say how high. And so they're just coming right out with amazing, amazing statements. Paul Watson has an article on it, Planned Opolis, Elitist Agenda for Eco-Enslavement. And we're going to play this government-funded, they're also teamed up with the London Guardian production, where you think it's a joke. I mean, they're talking about total surveillance, total rationing, lockdown cities, prison grid, which is the official UN plan. You notice that's in many of my films. For over 15 years, I've been talking about it because I'm reading their own plans. But this is going from the academic into the smart growth publicly, where they're saying total tyranny is good. And you watch it, and it seems like some type of dystopic Monty Python episode, or Brazil, or 1984, but it's not. Or Gattaca, or Brave New World. This is what they're really pushing. And so now they're laying it all out. How wonderful. We're going to murder you if you don't submit. Oh, you don't want to submit to carbon taxes? Fine. Hits the button, blows the children up. When you watch this video and hear the audio that's coming up, it's going to blow you away. And I'm going to analyze that. And then I'm going to play a clip of Endgame just 3 minutes in after the intro of the film, the first several minutes of the film proper, where I lay out exactly what they say, but I'm saying it's bad. They're saying it's good. And I'm going to play their clip to get an idea of this. We'll also cue up the commercial that they're airing in movie theaters, where it shows the school teacher murdering small children. And this is hailed as good. And see, then the general public only follows fads. The new style is murdering children. They go, you're such an extremist. You don't want to murder people for Earth? This is 21st century Nazism.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Then we'll go into overdrive of the fourth hour with Piers Corbin, meteorologist, who's getting his due. And mainstream media from Europe to the United States is admitting that he has stunning accuracy when compared to mainline meteorologists. And he follows the ancient systems of the moon. The ancients didn't know why weather was so closely associated with the moon. They just knew it was. And now we know that a lot of our weather, one of the big inputs, one of the largest, most important inputs, is solar winds, the different ions, the different particles, the micrometeorites, all of it, coming in out of the solar winds over the Earth and its magnetic field, and that when the moon is between the Earth and the sun, or not between the Earth and the sun, it has a massive effect on what's coming into the atmosphere. Then one of the other big feeds or inputs is the magnetics of the planet from the core affecting weather on the surface because of the massive magnetic tectonic type energies being released. Now, mainline, give up your property for the Earth, give everything to Al Gore, give everything to global government, collectivize everything. They tell you that has nothing to do with it. Okay, that's mainline meteorology. Now, all the other sciences, they know that. People that study the sun and the moon and people that study the tectonic and magnetic forces, that's all well known. But these sciences are all very compartmentalized, and they tend to only stick with whatever the original accepted ancient theories are, and so they stick with that. And it's pretty ridiculous. I did want to cover a couple of notes here because time gets away from me, and I don't tend to cover it. I learned late last week that Aaron Gelman of Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership had passed, and I wanted to properly eulogize him, and hopefully later today I'll have time to read this article from Illinois Gun posted at Infowars.com on December 31st, last Friday. Second Amendment champion Aaron Gelman passes, and he did so much great work with his organization that will continue on for the Second Amendment. He was a great guy, one of our favorite guests on the Second Amendment, very informed, a real attack dog against the gun grabbers at the BATF and the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL. He really went after those guys, and he will be certainly missed, and a real warrior for liberty has passed, but certainly he passes on the torch to all of us that will continue to carry on the fight for human liberty and not to be disarmed and be brought into the place of total slaves. And, of course, we will continue on in the fight for the Second Amendment, but he did die. And then it wasn't publicly put out until late December. He was buried on the 24th. But an obituary didn't appear, and stuff didn't come out until the 30th. We discovered it on the 31st. Now the article, Second Amendment champion Aaron Gelman passes. So he certainly was a shock. I had a pain in me whenever I discovered that information, because it also just illustrates how short life is, and you think people that you've known are going to be around forever, and then they just die. Another issue was I interviewed him just a few months before he died, and he didn't tell anybody that he was so ill. That's another issue. So kind of the old-fashioned type guy that doesn't let anybody know what's going on with his health. So he's gone, but will not be forgotten. A month or so ago, I sent the crew up to Maine to interview Charlotte Iserby about the government's deliberate premeditated destruction of free speech. And, of course, once they were up there, after the interview ended, she got into Skull and Bones. She got into a whole bunch of issues that her father and grandfather had been involved in, and also her father's visit with Bohemian Grove. And I dispatched the guys back there, and they interviewed her again yesterday to get that data so we can put it on PrisonPlanet.tv for the members and also condense it down into an upcoming film. And she gave us a gift. Charlotte Iserby gave us a gift. You know, we're really interviewing her a lot because she's 80 years old now and is pretty much going to ride off into the sunset, at least for the foreseeable future. And so we're ensuring that that information is archived and prominently forwarded to the current generation and to future generations, because she was the head of policy, number two overall, at the Department of Education under Reagan. And it was just openly discussed in the bureaucracy that they are training people to not be able to think and dumbing people down. And, of course, when she talked about it 20 years ago, she got laughed at, even though she had the documents. Now it's such mainstream news and information. But she gave us a little gift here, and I guess if I can decorate my office with this, we'll scan this in and write a little blurb about it in the next few days and put it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But if you are a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can see it right now. It's a Maine license plate. And it's a white license plate with a evergreen pine tree and a forest in the background. And it's a Maine license plate she had a few years ago. It says Ron Paul Vacation Land. But she was able to get the license plate Ron Paul. And she made the joke that once the MIAC report came out saying that if you have a Ron Paul bumper sticker, go ahead and pull you over because you're probably a terrorist, or if you also have an American flag, or you're a returning veteran or gun owner. And so she made the joke that she went ahead and got rid of her Ron Paul personalized license plate and gave it to us as a little memento. So we appreciate Charlotte Iserby giving us that. By the way, she is going to be joining us Friday, correct, Jaron? She's on the show Friday? Oh, okay. Oh, well, no, I think he told me that she's on Friday. I mean, I think that's in the schedule, so I was just asking. Yeah, no, I understand. Anyway, she's going to be on the show Friday, I believe. Also, we got some other special guests coming up next week, but we're going to get her to pop back on the broadcast tomorrow. Dovetailing in with Paul Joseph Watson's article, Eco-Fascists Call for Prison Cities. Watson wrote a great informative article that's more detailed, Planned Opolis, Elitist Agenda for Eco-Enslavement. I'm going to cover that in deep detail coming up in about 15 minutes when we start the bottom of the hour segment. But I called Watson this morning and I said, look, I want to integrate this in with the fact that this is literally the facelift, the 2.0 version of the scientific eugenics dictatorship. And that in their own UN admissions and the State Department Memorandum 200 and others, they admit they are building a prison planet. That's why we have prisonplanet.com. That's why I call it a prison planet in Road to Tyranny that I released in 2002. That's why the 2007 film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, released almost 4 years ago, begins with the prison planet. You will be locked down. You will be allowed to have one child if you can pay all the taxes. You will be completely enslaved. You will not be able to travel outside your neighborhood. There will be no travel allowed but essential travel. And this is the stated plan. Rationing for everything, total control. So I suggest that everyone tune in coming up in about 15 minutes and call everybody you know and tell them to tune in, because this is the big enchilada. This is where we're going. And this is not my opinion. I want to make that clear. It's like it's not my opinion they've had massive secret weather modification going on for more than 50 years. Now it's all being declassified in your face. Most of it weather weapons. It's not a secret that they're doing secret chemical, biological, radiological testing on the population. All of that is coming out in the open. And what they're doing is flaunting all of this until we just get acclimated. See, the general public, if they don't see people go to prison for spying on them without warrants, and they don't see people going to prison for shooting up foster kids with pesticides and unapproved drugs and biologicals and chemicals and radiologicals, if they don't see people going to jail for stealing trillions of dollars, the private Federal Reserve, and not telling Congress where the money went, if they can put TV ads on showing children being murdered if they don't accept carbon taxes, and that's seen as moral now, and Jack Bauer tortures kids in front of their parents to get answers, and that's seen as moral, then it becomes immoral to be against all that. And they know exactly what they are doing. Okay, they are warping us right now. They are warping us. And, you know, I say this is 21st century Nazism. That's not really right. But I use that as a term so the general public gets where I'm coming from. It's not fair to the Nazis. The Nazis were horrible. Eugenicists, globalists, that wanted one world government. But A, it's not based in full reality. The Nazis were only an extension of the scientific dictatorship movement that was funded out of the U.S. and England into Germany on record by the Rockefeller Foundation, by the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas, by the Huxleys, by the Wedgwoods, by the Darwins. They were the rock stars. You read any New York Times, Washington Post, Times of London, Financial Times, 1900, 1910, 1920s, 30s, up into 1940, Time Magazine, Life Magazine. It's all rock star eugenics, okay? They built our world. They made our world. The science of biometrics, the science of genetics, the science of computers, all of it was founded for eugenics. Everything is eugenics. Everything. Our entire civilization is built towards what they're now bringing us into the final phase of. Okay? Now that's the big, giant enchilada right there. Okay? You're in a kill grid. I'm in a kill grid. It's a scientific takeover program. They study us. We'll be right back. Knowing is half the battle.
Not all protein supplements are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps reduce body fat, excellent for building lean muscle, increases energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, sports performance, exercise recovery. Who's it for? Busy people, hardworking executives, students, teachers, active seniors, people recovering from illness, office workers, construction workers, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 6, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,371.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,407.40, $703.70 for a half ounce, or $351.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,407.40, $703.70, and $351.85.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento la vida me llevó.
So I sit here every day and do the research. I make films, I do radio, TV interviews, and I know I'm 100% right about the globalist oath statements. And I have people like Nightline and others come here and laugh at me when I tell them there's a world government being set up. And they do TV specials saying I'm insane. And doesn't matter how many documents I have, what proof I have. I sit there and talk to adult men and women who have children. And I say, listen, I want to give you the Rockefeller documents where they're adding sterilants to the vaccines. They don't want them. Hey, I want to give you the State Department memorandum. They don't want it. Let me give you the biological diversity assessment calling for 80% extermination. They don't want it. Because they subconsciously made a decision and then consciously made the decision that they just want to think it's all about ball games and having fun and planning their vacation. It's all me, 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 me. They're so selfish that their own future is being destroyed right in front of them and their children's future, but they're so in the minute that they can't think long term. And the globalists are masters at making sure everything goes at a slow, phased in pace, and every new phase of the enslavement is advertised and promoted and given cover stories. The general public is given cover stories. And then after the control grid and each phase is in, then they go from denying it to saying, oh, yeah, of course we control the weather. Well, of course we're putting stuff in your water. What do you think we do it for, silly? Well, of course. And I'll be on countless radio shows and read quotes about how they want to reduce world population. And the talk show host, liberal, conservative, entertainment, comedy, whatever the case is, conservative mainline talk radio, comedy like Opie and Anthony, doesn't matter. I give them chapter, verse, I give them documents, and they say, well, maybe there are too many people. That makes sense. See, in the earlier version of propaganda, they were supposed to deny this was going on because people hadn't been prepared psychologically yet. Now that we've reached the phase where they're going into a more hardcore level, it's like, yeah, okay, everybody knows they're killing us, but it's good. They think it's like received knowledge and special and intellectual that they're into it. And subconsciously, they kind of see it as they're the elitist by accepting it and by going along with it. They believe they have power over it. It's called delusion. And different people are still in different phases of the propaganda. The media simultaneously says there's no move to world government, and it's not going to be run by big international banks. That's insane. While saying, oh my gosh, we just got a new plan to save the global economy. It's a global government run by big private central banks. So we're going to have a world government. We're setting it up right now with a Bancorp global cashless currency, and we're phasing out cash and all of that, and we're going to have forced inoculations. And we are having your neighbors spy on you, and we are putting in telescreens to watch everyone, but there's no world government, there's no Bancorp global currency, no one's spying on anybody, and it's all insane if you criticize it. And so people who've been culturally trained by the television and the double speak and the brainwashing, it's seen as an attribute to be able to buy into the open, ridiculous, cartoonish level, absurdist fraud. And so your neighbor will both laugh at you with a self-assured look when you talk about world government, but then also say, well, we all know that's what we need. Ha ha, you think there's a world government, but of course there is one, but it's good, but you're still crazy. And that's seen as a knowledge, to be gullible, to be stupid, to be foolish, to trick yourself, to be into being abused and robbed. And as long as people have their baubles, their iPhones, their iPads, their computers, their cars, their latest cool clothes, they're happy to sell out their liberty, their freedom, their dignity. A lot of people fetishize submitting to abuse and tyranny. I mean, when a cop comes up to me and I'm on a street corner demonstrating and says, I'm going to arrest you if you don't leave, I see it as a full assault on the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I know if that goes, everything follows and then we'll be in bondage. I know what it means to private property and family. I know the danger. I want to wake the cop up. I don't want him to be an instrument of my destruction and their destruction. So I become outraged, and the yuppie will say on YouTube, oh, just follow authority. Do what you're told. Don't be so uppity. You know, go along. Bend over. We'll be right back to break down the eugenics. This is Key.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
It is one thing to read United Nations biological diversity assessments and Club of Rome reports and Rockefeller Foundation reports, where they openly come out and say that they were going to train us to not have families, that they were going to break up our industrial society and our agrarian society so that we're dependent on the state, that the government and mega corporations that grow up around it would control every facet of our lives. And to see the United Nations 50-plus years ago reporting on this, the Rockefeller Foundation almost 100 years ago pushing this, Edward Bernays promoting it, countless globalists, Aldous Huxley, his brother at the UN, Julian Huxley, H.G. Wells, all of them writing nonfiction books, battle planning this absolute nightmare where this tiny scientific elite would rule over the population. And this giant control grid, these compact prison cities, are a means to an end. And they are prisons. And that's why I have the website prisonplanet.com. They are turning our local communities into prisons, our schools into prisons, the hospitals into prisons. And now more and more I see citizens in Australia in the headlines. Hospitals are now prisons. I see articles in the U.S. Schools are now prisons. They are. And by increment, we're being brought into these prisons. And we're also being told that this new collectivism is for the earth. It has nothing to do with the environment. The global engineers, when you read their deeper writings, say they're going to remake the earth. They could care less about the earth. Anything they destroy, they believe through genetic engineering and their seed vaults, they're going to be able to rebuild. They believe in destroying something to recreate it. They think they're God. So understand that. Now, something else is going on here. I'm going to go through all of this here. May take 30 minutes, may take an hour. But I'm going to break this down right now. The prison city, the prison planet, the end of humanity as we know it, irrevocably damaging and breaking the human family, re-engineering it, just like they re-engineer a salmon or they re-engineer a goat to produce spider webs for body armor. We are being engineered. Our water is being manipulated. We're being electromagnetically manipulated. It's all admitted. And the biggest message here is the average bureaucrat or cop or enforcer or TSA person, you are under just as much attack as all of us. You are on our side of the fence. There's only a few thousand top globalists. Even Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, admits that in a book he wrote, and he also wrote an article about it for the Washington Post 3 years ago called Superclass, where he openly admitted that there are 6,000 global superclass rulers. And of course, he's a mid-level servant, so he would see it from that perspective as one of the 6,000 super gophers. There's less than 20 super families, only a couple hundred master owners, and a very few at the top who have total power. And that's what these global councils have created. And it's because the globalists know how to combine forces and work together that they're so dangerous. They have a goal. It is immortality. This is their own statements. It's covered in my seminal film, Endgame. Their own statements over and over again. Planetary government, control grid under environmental rationing, then controlled bioweapon plagues released that they have the cure for, the immunity for. Underground bases that they will reemerge from after we've been eliminated. Now, this is going to happen. I told you gold was going to go from 300 to 1400 10 years ago. It has. I told you they were going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. It happened. I've told you they're going to announce a world government, World Bank. I told you that they would steal trillions in the bailout and then not tell Congress where the money went. All I do is eat, drink, and sleep and dream and pray this information. That's all I do. When I'm holding my littlest daughter in my arms, my smallest daughter, I'm trying to think about her and love her, and I do, but I am somewhere else. Okay? This is 100% happening. You understand? You are being murdered. You are being killed. You are being brain damaged. Your potential is being bent and stunted now. Let me start getting into this information. Here is Paul Watson's latest article. Two articles today by the one, the only, Paul Watson. Plandopolis, elitist agenda for eco-enslavement. I called him. We had a 30-minute consultation this morning, and I said, your article isn't hardcore enough. It doesn't give them the full magnitude. I want this article. Eco-fascist call for prison cities. He did it. These people are absolute control freak, murdering filth. And I wrote these notes I wanted to cover. First, there's an attempt to rebrand dystopia. They're lovingly taking their time destroying the human species, irrevocably wrecking humanity. The prison, school, city, state, nation, planet. The end of the family. Now, what got me so upset this morning is their brazen nakedness. There is an organization in England funded by the government that partners with The Guardian, just as The Guardian and others partnered with the 1010 group that produced the movie theater ads and TV ads, where the teacher says, okay, we're going to play it again later, okay, will you cut your carbon footprint? Most of the kids say yes. A few say no, and they blow up a bunch of 10-year-olds, little girls, little boys. Guts and blood fly everywhere. Then it shows the same thing at a business office, at a football club, the whole thing. They know that once you don't have bedrock morals that are your own, that's why they attack anything old. May not be perfect. the way the Christian faith manifests or the Muslim faith or the Judaic faith or the Buddhist faith. Doesn't matter. They attack it because it's old and it's guaranteed to have a lot more common sense than what they're doing. Like the family's good. Independence is good. Spying and tattling on neighbors is bad. Governments that wear black uniforms are bad. Just archetypal understandings. They are taking in archetypal wickedness and saying Luke Skywalker bad, Darth Vader good. They're throwing extreme things out. Torturing children in front of their parents, good. That's what the new hero does. Murdering children, good. And they're interplaying it where they can say, this foreign group is bad when they do it, but our government's good when they do it. And all the nature shows and the programs and the brainwashing in public and private schools, all of them, teach humans are bad, humans are evil. And then they get you to do something reasonable at first, a low-flush toilet, no lead paint, catalytic converters. Then it's don't take a hot bath. Then it's don't have more than one child. Then it's spy on your parents for environmental crimes that aren't even crimes yet, but have them write fake tickets on mommy and daddy and write dossiers on mommy and daddy and then have news articles everywhere where parents are in the news approving of their children, instructing them and tattling on them with government orders. Just absolute 110% creme de la creme ultimate tyranny. The greatest expression of tyranny, children openly turned against their parents by the state. And so they're just practicing all of this right out in front of all of us. And I've mentioned this years ago. I've mentioned it previously. And it's so important. It's the Overton window. And there's other psychological schools of thought that say the same thing. The communists talked about this. Lenin talked about freezing and unfreezing society. Create enough crisis, enough fear, unfreeze the status quo. When it's liquefied, they can remold it like wet clay in the image they want and then freeze it again. We are in an unfrozen mode right now as they bring in the tyranny. But in that open window, we can strike back. And we are. Now, another way to see it is the Overton window. The Overton window is a political theory described as a window in a range of public reactions to ideas in public discourse in a spectrum of all possible opinions on a particular issue. It is named after its originator, Joseph P. Overton, former vice president of the Mechanic Center for Public Policy, and it goes on. At any given moment, the window includes a range of policies considered to be politically acceptable in the current climate of public opinion, which a politician can recommend without being considered too extreme or outside of the mainstream to gain or keep public office. Overton arranged the spectrum on a vertical axis of more free or less free in regards to government intervention. When the window moves or expands, ideas are accordingly become more or less politically acceptable. The degrees of acceptance of public ideas can be described roughly: unthinkable, radical, acceptable, sensible, popular, policy. Well, now they've taught children in school not to have opinions, not to judge cultures like Aztecs bad, Nazis bad, communists bad, Renaissance good. So people can't judge. Then they come in, though, and say, but you've got to follow our moral dictates. Save the earth. You're bad. Kill yourself. Death education. The world without humans. The planet after humans. All these TV shows. All these movies. Apocalyptic doom coming. Everyone dead. Getting you ready so that you accept it as everyone's dying around you from the bioweapon they will release. I believe bioweapons the way they're going to go. There'll be beta test ahead of it. At least a lot of you servants of evil, when you're being killed by this, if we don't turn this around, at least when it's happening, finally you'll wake up and get right with God. And that's what matters at the end of it. And some people will survive and dig in. And then you'll fully know when the government's flying around in its drones saying, come out, come out, we want to help you, the plague is over. You'll know that's the enemy. A lot of you'll still come out, though, even when that happens. But it doesn't matter. You'll be watching this transmission later, and I'm speaking to you in the future. And that's what matters. We can beat these people, even if they were able to carry it this far. Now you know. Now you know how real it is. All right, continuing. So what they're doing is they're just out in the open saying, we'll murder your children. They have green police ads for Audi. And then the ad agency in San Francisco, months after I told you this, came out and said, this is what we really want. We're using this as a social message that you will be arrested for the wrong light bulbs. San Francisco Chronicle. As I played that ad of green police, and I said, this is what they're going to do. This is their real plan. This is their program. Now they're putting out all these TV ads and videos promoting horrible, horrible dystopic futures where if you don't accept a police state control grid, you're going to be put in a ghetto. You don't accept a microchip under your skin? That's what all the transhumanists say. That's what the government says. Oh, you don't have to have the brain chip. You just won't be able to get a job anywhere. And they lay out how wonderful it is that you only get meat on your birthday. You got to have a travel pass, that everywhere you go is tracked. And they say it with a straight face how great it is, knowing they're moving the Overton window into the bizarro. So that they pull you so far away that just having a smart meter controlling the temperature of your house sounds reasonable compared to what they're proposing, murdering school children if they don't submit. Now it doesn't sound so extreme to say, hey, we just want a smart meter in your house. That sounded extreme 10 years ago when I told you about it and people laughed, even when I had the government reports on it. Now they're going in everywhere and it's just accepted. I mean, this is diabolical psychological warfare. Now, what they don't tell you is once you're in the compact cities, those will be the final kill grids. And they're going to have the compact cities, not just in the name of the environment, but when they wipe out with genetically designed race-specific weapons, when people see tens of millions dying, those will just be the beta test. People will run into the compact cities, kind of a 12 monkeys scenario where we're all going into this. See, they're going to hit us from that. Security, bioweapon security, environmental. When you read the SPP, you learn a lot, and you see it mirrored in all their other programs, how they say every crisis, the answer will be North American merger. See, every crisis, the answer will be high-tech surveillance cities. And it's all being announced, the big rollouts, the control grids, the face scanning cameras, multi-billion dollar in Texas and San Antonio and outside Salt Lake and Utah, giant spy center, cybersecurity, total control, high school recruiting of all the young hackers, armies of them to shut down free speech. I mean, they're moving in full mechanization against free humanity right now. They're going to increase the degenerative bio and chemical weapons and radiological and also the electromagnetic weapon systems they're pumping in against us. That's all going to now start increasing. Your neighbors dying to your left, your right, you dying. It's just going to get worse and worse and then saying everything's fine and the yuppies giggling and, you know, local jogging groups to raise money, you know, because everybody's dying. We got to find the cure to it. That'll be put into bioweapons funding to actually make more bioweapons for you and your family. All the major groups fighting the diabetes, the cancer, the heart disease, all actually funding and running operations on how to carry it out. Full spectrum dominance, full death, full massacre. This is the giant plan. We're going to go to break here in a moment, but I want to go ahead and play from Endgame just the first few minutes of the film. After the 3-minute intro, the first few minutes where I lay out the prison planet control grid, and then I'm going to play, produced with government money out of England, what they're showing school kids about the future. It's exactly what I say, but saying it's good. Now, how did I know this? Because it was their written plan. But to see it manifesting, here it is. Let's play part of Endgame.
Your new world order will fall. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
This is from 2007.
Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack. with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities. Travel is highly restricted. Superhighways connect the megacities and keep the population from entering into unauthorized zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
All right.
Whose power?
We're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back and play a minute or so more. Now you watch the news. This was extreme a few years ago. Now it's smart computers and cameras to make sure you wash your hands, to make sure doctors do a good job, to watch your children, to watch parents, to make sure you're good. Everyone's guilty until proven innocent. The NSA runs it all. 1984 is good. Killing children is good. See? I mean, it's here, and we're going to play their video coming up.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Gang of control freaks, whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal. A program of total dehumanization, where the science of tyranny is law. A worldwide control grid, designed to ensure the overlord's monopoly of power forever. Our species will be condemned to this nightmare future unless the masses are awakened to the New World Order master plan and mobilized to defeat it. Erected by a secretive group The Georgia Guidestones are a testament to the elite's plan for a world religion, global laws, with a global court and army to enforce it. And set in stone, it is written that the population never rise above 500 million. In this film, you will learn how our world is truly governed. You will see how highly secretive roundtable groups interlock to form a global intelligence network. This group has been steering planetary affairs for hundreds of years. Now, in the final stage, they prepare for open world government. A goal tyrants throughout history have lusted after. Dr. Michael Kaufman is a published ecologist specializing in...
All right, and then we get into the main part of the film. Now, you heard me just play from the intro of the documentary. Then we get into more chapters going through every facet of it with all the proof, their statements, their video clips, how they're going to set up the grid, how they're going to cut off our resources, always promising to fix things. We give them more power, always getting more of a stranglehold around us, and then killing us. And the average yuppie who finally accepts this automatically says, well, then I'll be part of the elite. No, you won't. Get that through your head. It's very sick that you go along with this. But I guess you were taught in college that it's cool to be into killing people and that there's too many people and you have a disdain for folks. So you're getting what you deserve. But I don't deserve it. My family doesn't. And free humanity and people that have got a soul out there don't deserve it. And we stand against you. Now, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, but I'm going to go ahead and start playing this clip. And again, this is airing over in England. This is promoted with government funding. The London Guardian's involved. The planned opolis, elitist agenda for eco-fascist enslavement. And I'll start playing part of it now. I'll come back and play the rest of it. But it's so amazing how they just calmly describe total surveillance, total tyranny, food rationing, government authorization to even travel to work every day. But it's not tyranny. It's done to save the earth. What came out all over the news in the last week, and it's confirmed, the German government admits it's true, they claimed that it was for the environment, all these spy satellites they were launching, these infrared spy satellites, oh, the billions of dollars, it wasn't to spy on you in England and the United States and Europe. No, in the U.S.-German BND partnership. No, it was to check for greenhouse gases. Turns out it's body scanning from orbit. This is their cover. It has nothing to do with the Earth. What did Bill Gates say on TED TV last year? He said, we've got to lower the human population to lower the carbon footprint. Humans exhale carbon dioxide. It's part of the life cycle. Then plants, they release oxygen. They respirate and operate and engage in photosynthesis from carbon dioxide that animal life puts off. Then they release oxygen that animal life lives on. Symbiotic carbon cycle. Water, oxygen, carbon dioxide, sunlight. Four things. Four things! And they've got the public convinced and ready to salute going after carbon dioxide. You want to genetically engineer cross-species spider goats, salmon, everything, deadly, just hurting the earth, go for it. You want to breathe? No. We're going to come back, play the clip, stay with us.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.